All right, welcome to the 9th episode of the podcast. Today's guest is Johnny Haynes. What's up, Johnny?
Nothing. How about you?
I'm just good, just recording a podcast. I have an intern now. Say what's up, intern.
What's up?
If you can't see it because we're not recording this, that's Eric Riley, former guest of the podcast.
Friend of the show,
Eric Riley. He's on too now. Occasionally, he'll be on here, you know, being in this role of just, like, looking things up. And then going to Wingstop with us afterwards. That's the occasional role. Anytime we want to go to Wingstop, Eric wants to go to Wingstop. So we bring him on the show because we don't exclude him, yet he's still in the same room. So he'll kind of work with us. But that's not the point today. The point today is Johnny Haynes, a 9th guest, if you count like that. That's 9th episode, probably like 12th guest because we had that group podcast.
Well, there's like 5 of us.
Yeah, something like that. Something crazy. Eric was on that one, too. Eric's like the Iron Man of this show. Just keeps showing up.
He's the glue.
He's the glue that holds this show. No, I'm the glue. He's like
He's the wood that makes the house. He's the glue that puts the wood together.
I mean, I guess. It seems like a little too much credit for him. He hasn't done that. I've done all the work. How's it been, Johnny? What's up? What's been going on since probably like high school where we really used to talk to each other?
High school? Just school.
Yeah, just school, going to college?
Yeah, I went to CCC for 2 years, and now I'm about to transfer to Oregon State for the fall term.
Oh, that's pretty cool, because me and Eric actually go to Oregon State, like Corvallis, quite a bit now. We kind of hang out down there. So maybe we'll see you eventually in the future.
Yeah, I'm getting an apartment down in July.
Damn, that early. Well, I guess not that early. What is it, March?
Yeah.
My time is, ever since, like, probably like for the past couple of years, my sense of time has just been warped.
Oh, it's trash. I can't do time at all now.
Like, oh, it's already March.
Like, today's Tuesday.
It's weird. It feels like a weekend because I don't do anything on Tuesdays. This is probably the earliest I've ever recorded a podcast, like, in the week.
That's rough.
Like, last podcast was, like, Friday, and I put it up right after. And that's how most of them have come out. Just, all right, it's recorded right after. Sometimes, like, I get it done Thursday, so I have, like, the night. I don't use it to edit. Like, I won't edit no matter what. Like, so whatever you say is kind of sticking with it, unless it's, like, terrible.
Where you have to make a mark and be like, okay, I gotta go back to X amount of minute mark.
And even
what's
then,
the line that you draw? Like, what's so bad that you just cut it out?
I mean, I haven't found it yet. I'll cross that bridge when I get there.
We don't want to cross that bridge.
I was worried Burge would say a few things I might have to edit out, but somehow we got through that podcast. Anyways, so it's March, which means it's March Madness. Have you made a bracket?
No.
I did, and I got made fun of for mine. No one has the faith in Iowa that I do.
Iowa,
dude.
Fuck it, I'm in Iowa.
The corn-fed boys in the Midwest.
Iowa's gonna win.
They're playing with heart. I have Oregon going decently far.
No matter what, they're all winners.
That's facts. You know, not there's how many teams can get into the bracket?
64.
That's a lot more than I thought. They don't suck.
I mean, but you think about that. There's like 20 colleges per state.
Well, there's 60. I think it's... There's 4 play-in games, but then those guys get into the bracket of the round of 64. So there's more than 64, but that get in, or...
It's still somewhat prestigious. Not as much as we were making it seem
it's
like,
still
but
a
you know,
amount.
You know, not everyone gets in. That's what's Oregon State didn't get in, so there's like, you know, it's not like everyone.
They didn't even get into the Bummy Boy bracket. They didn't even get into the second tier, nor the third tier.
Damn,
that's rough.
Damn, Oregon State sucks. Good luck. Damn, bro, that's crazy.
I'm all women's basketball. It's one thing we're good at.
It's women's basketball now. Do they even have a men's team? I don't know. They do. That's unfair to them. They tried to play their heart out.
They tried their best.
You know, they're playing with heart, just not as much as Iowa.
Dude, I swear.
That's peak confidence in a random-ass team. They're a 10 seed.
10 seed. Hey, heart. They don't calculate heart in the seedings. It's not something you can measure scientifically, so they're not going to bring it up. But when it comes to playing, as soon as they get on the court and they play whoever they play...
I'm going to feel so bad if they just go out first. I'm going to feel so bad.
My bracket would be so fucked. But, I mean, you kind of got to make... You know, you never know. No one's ever gotten a bracket perfect. So you got to make these bold claims to, like, see what would happen. You know, otherwise, you got Eric's safe picks. Eric, who do you have in your like Final Four or Elite Eight?
I think my Elite Eight's Tennessee, North Carolina, Duke. Here, I'll pull it all the way up. All
right, that's a, if you're gonna pull it up, that's Duke, enough. Intern.
Duke, Michigan State, Florida State, Buffalo, Virginia, Wofford, North Carolina, Tennessee, Elite Eight.
Safety.
There's nothing fun in that.
There's nothing fun there. It's like, oh, let me make sure all the one seeds get in, and then just sprinkle it down into the twos and threes and whatnot.
I picked the Ivy League. I picked Yale to win two games.
The Ivy League. Oh, so he's elitist and he's making safe picks. Anyways, you watch Captain Marvel?
I have not yet.
Me and Eric did the other day. This is the first podcast since it came out. Bit of controversy, but I thought it was a good movie. Eric, what did you think about the movie?
I thought it was damn good. I think that people kind of probably dog it because it's a woman-led role and they're so used to like men being the lead actors.
Yeah,
I'm sick and tired
of men, dude.
I thought it was good, and I thought it could be one of the better Marvel movies recently.
That's from intern Eric, so if you don't take anyone else's opinion, take his. Since he hasn't seen it, we're going to move on from this topic. What do you think about the weather we're having right now?
The weather. Now, this is a nice podcast.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to be the news for this generation, as you can probably tell if you've ever listened. Have you ever listened to an episode of this?
Yeah. I watched the group one.
Group one's pretty good.
It's a good one.
Top 10.
Oh, for sure.
You got Flake.
Especially top 10.
You got Flake and Boyer plugging in their local business.
I wonder if they've sold any since we helped them out.
They can't sell any.
Well, that's obviously.
Yeah.
I wonder if people have asked them to, though. They're like, wow, you guys gave such a good review of this. Like, oh, I wish you could sell it.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? But you can't sell it. But if you could, we'd probably be millionaires.
It's true.
But they can't. So anyways, I'm not going to say the name, because if they're not on, then I'm not plugging what it is anymore.
No. No free advertising.
No free advertising. They're lucky they got that.
The only advertisements that will go onto this is Phil Swift.
The Black Tux, which currently sponsors the podcast.
Of course.
Black Tux, again.
Probably Wingstop.
Wingstop will give me, if they will give me any sort of sponsorship, I will take it.
Even if it's the most minuscule thing.
If they just gave me free wings once.
Or even water when you go. Just give us water.
Water's probably free there already.
I know, exactly. Just take the little tiniest thing.
They already give me free water. I don't think they're not getting a sponsorship for that. Free drink, though, you know. If they added cranberry Sprite to the Coke machines there, that's worth
Johnny,
like,
what about cranberry Sprite?
Trash.
Wow. Get off this podcast.
You're
Why
against
do you like cranberry Sprite?
You're against
cranberry
LeBron
Sprite
James.
Is one of the greatest drinks known to man. Up there with water and chocolate milk as just staples.
You got a point there.
As staples of every American kitchen household should have. It sucks it's seasonal for me. I have to like mix it myself. I probably talked about this, but I have to buy the cranberry juice. I go cranberry raspberry, but there's plenty of other options that you could choose. And I just put it in like a 20-ounce Sprite. It's tough out here.
It's dedication.
Yeah.
It's true.
Why I'm a dedicated guy.
Yeah.
I have a podcast.
It's true. That shows true American grit.
Yeah, this is the American dream, dude. Go doing nothing throughout most of your life and believing you can have a podcast to talk about it. That's me, and that's the dream that all these great people fought for.
It's true.
Over in the Middle East. So I can have a podcast.
Wow.
So anyway,
bringing it to the Middle East.
So back to the weather. It's like 76 degrees out.
It's
in March.
It's nice.
And it like snowed like earlier this month.
And it's supposed to rain later this week.
I'm scared.
Of the rain?
No, not of the... Just the weather changes so rapidly.
You're not that short. You can swim.
Chad's afraid he's gonna drown in, like, barely an inch of rain.
Drip or drown.
Drip or drown.
Drip or drown. Eric's drowning right now.
I guess.
Eric's actually pretty coordinated. The intern is actually pretty coordinated. I'm not gonna call him Eric anymore. He's the intern. Until he's a guest again. You got to make sure he doesn't think he's a co-host of this podcast. You got to keep him down a little bit.
Keep him in place.
You got to keep him in line, you know. I mean, you're doing a great thing, Eric. You haven't looked anything up besides your own bracket right now. But I feel like you've contributed enough to the conversation that, like, you're doing a good job. Not enough to pay you, but, like, I'm glad to have you on. This is our second podcast in the Canby Public Library.
Also my first time in here.
First time I've been in here, too.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty crazy. It's a nice library.
I don't know why they had to build a brand new one.
Well, I mean, if
they could have put something productive here, like, say, another restaurant in this place.
Well, this was something. Well, I mean, the city or the state owned the property, so they're not going to put a restaurant on it. No. They're going to put something they own on it, and why not a library? If they didn't build a new library, we wouldn't be podcasting today.
What are they going to do with the old library? Is that still owned by the state?
I heard there's a plan for it. I don't know what the plan is, but I heard there's a plan for it.
Better be something productive.
Hope it's like a coffee shop. Yeah, I hope they open a Gwyn's Coffee House too. Like the same plot as the SpongeBob movie, just right next to each other. Why'd you open another one? I like money. It's a classic movie.
Classic.
They don't make them like that anymore. Do you care about baseball, Johnny?
No.
Okay, good. Well, I don't know. Well, I mean, I just saw something where it's like someone's getting paid $430 million over 12 years.
Oh, Mike Trout.
But he only gets like 216 of it because of state taxes in California. So he doesn't...
It's not a true 400 million.
It's not a true 430, which, dude, imagine making only $216 million.
I feel bad for him.
It's tragic.
I take like a quarter of that.
You would, wow. Well, that's because you're an unpaid intern. I'm just trying to take whatever you can get.
I'm trying to make as much money as I can right now.
Yeah, it's...
I'm getting held back by the ringleader of this.
You know, Eric, I dare you to make your own podcast. Anyone's like, you can do it better, I dare you to make your own podcast. Taven made a podcast.
Do you see that? You gonna listen to it?
No.
I mean, I'll probably tune in. I
will too.
But at this time, he's already released an episode. It was like, is Free Will really free? I don't know if I'll listen to that one.
No.
That sounds very deep.
I'm not here for. I mean, we do. The only reason I'm talking about it is because we're doing. Even though it's on the same like platform type thing, where they're both podcasts, we're doing completely different things. And it may have took, but I was like, really, you're making a podcast, dude? Like, that's what I thought in my head, because I'm like, wow, I just started doing this, and now...
They're going for the Chadcast neck. Yeah,
like, imagine if I, like, made, like, a pyramid scheme just to get into that lane. That's...
Yeah, you want to get onto the topic of pyramid schemes and how they're flooding the timeline on every social media platform.
Pyramid scheme people are so stupid.
And when you try to confront them, be like, yo, you know, you're actually, like, caught in this trap, and they're like, no, it's actually something called multi-level marketing. Multi-levels as in multi-levels to a pyramid.
Yeah. Well, have you ever gotten a message from someone you haven't talked to in a while? Like, hey, how's it going? And you know they have a pyramid scheme?
Oh, I've blocked like 6 people.
Mm-hmm. I've started unfollowing people and everything like that.
Someone from the Army DM'd me on Instagram.
Nice.
They're like, hey, how's your day going? I was wondering if you'd like to join the Army or something. He followed me and like DM'd me. But it was like in the request because I don't follow him back. And then I just blocked him.
So I did that on Facebook and I was like, I just replied, I have asthma.
I have Asperger's.
Valid.
Just take it one step further. There's somewhere I wanted to go in all this talk, but I can't think of it right now. I lost my train of thought. That's the greatest part of this podcast.
You want to start making real money being your own boss?
This isn't a podcast. We're trying to get you into a pyramid scheme.
It's something deeper than it.
I just have like 25 episodes, just build everyone's trust, and then just like, all right, well, if you want to start your own podcast, you can start it through me. Just pay me $10, and I will put your podcast out for you.
You know what the funny thing is like, all of their posts between that and, like, how they promote it is, like, oh, yeah, I can take a vacation at the drop of a hat, or, like, da-da-da-da-da, millionaire mindset. You really think you're going to make $1 million out of this? You're just one of many in a whole chain reaction of people, you're never going to amount to anything.
Oh, no way.
I don't like how everyone did it at the exact same time.
Oh, no, no
way. It's oversaturated.
Isn't it weird? It's just weird how it happened. It's like the worst meme.
It's like our senior class, too.
Mm-hmm. It's everyone we know. It's like
our senior class is strippers, pyramid schemes, and partiers.
And then there's no in between.
And then there's Chad. Podcast.
One podcast.
Thank God somebody did something different.
Sure, he does stripping on the side. Number one podcast. I'm afraid how loud I can yell. I don't know how soundproof these walls are. When I record a podcast in the room next to us, because someone was having one in here, or not a podcast, but they were like working on city plans. They had the whiteboard out. They were making plans. We could kind of hear them, and I was like kind of hesitant of talking loud. But now I'm just so used to it, and I feel like I can't get kicked out of the library.
They can find us.
It's like, look, you're not getting past Johnny. You frail old women. You're not. Johnny's like the official bodyguard of the podcast. He's not just a friend of the show. He's like,
I'm here for safety.
He's the protector of the show. He just stands out there like, hey, you're 10 minutes past your checkout. It's like, no.
No. Podcast is lit.
No, podcast still got another 45 minutes.
Who are you to say what kind of time limit we have?
Yeah, do you know what a podcast is?
Do you know that these stops. Things take time?
Yeah. Would you rather me be a stripper? Would you rather me sell you a pyramid scheme? No.
Okay, no on the pyramid scheme. I'm still thinking of the stripping part.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd go to that.
Mm-hmm. Where's the male strip clubs in Portland? Like, I feel like weird, like...
My house. I don't want to know.
Your house? Yeah. Yeah. Private, just private.
I have one pole in my room.
I just like to practice, you know? It's nothing professional, but I mean, if you paid...
It's a good workout.
Yeah. It's good. It is. That was on the news once. I saw it back when I used to watch the news, and this was like sixth grade. Just woke up in the morning ready for school, and they're like, oh, is this stripping the new exercise? The news is so trash.
Oh, I hate the news.
I was like...
The news is depressing.
I was at my grandparents watching the news, and they'd bring up topics kind of like a podcast, but none of them are interesting.
No.
Like, here's this 7-year-old singing the national anthem.
Cool.
And some people, she was like, that's okay. I saw it already, but I mean, I did see it because it was at the NASCAR race, and I was watching the NASCAR race, but I like didn't, I was in the other room, like, I don't really care about the national anthem, and I really don't care about 7-year-olds.
Oh, no way.
No.
I think it's just too political nowadays.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm starting a YouTube channel as well.
Ooh.
But not for podcast content. I want to give people content that isn't political. So what my plan is, I'm going to, like, just use my phone. I'm going to, like, hang it up in the air, like, facing down at the table. And I'm just going to scratch off lottery tickets. But, like, the really big ones so I can get the 10-minute ad revenue.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to do a crossword. Like, hey, guys, this is welcome to my YouTube channel.
If you win, I get, like, half.
I mean, no. But yes. This is, you're the friend of the podcast, not a friend of the YouTube channel, so...
See, I'm the co-owner of the YouTube channel. You just didn't know that yet.
Oh, I didn't know that yet. I don't have a YouTube channel yet.
Exactly.
Well, I do, actually. I have the one with Carson.
You have one with Carson?
Yeah, Chad Sent Films. We uploaded the thing we did for the high school project in economics. Or no, not economics, Crime, Law, and Justice, which is a great video.
Oh, I remember
if
that.
If you haven't checked
it. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, we have that. And then we like decided next year, like I'm going to breathe through the story because I've told it before. We started a YouTube channel. We did like one vlog type thing. He didn't give any time to edit. He just posted it like the day after, like right before school. It was pretty bad. And we haven't done anything since because he's been in Washington like a fucking idiot. Fucking Washington,
you were out
dude.
There.
Washington sucks.
I was out there, but I wasn't happy about it. I went to Vancouver.
So what is it? Crime, Law, and Justice. Remember Econ?
Dude, that was rough.
That...
I felt so bad for Walsh with all of us.
I know. She got stuck with Tanner that whole time.
I like Walsh, though. She was a nice person.
I felt
person.
Bad. Dude, Tanner and Coleman were, like, failing until the last day.
Yeah, dude. Fail economics.
They had, like, one of the easiest countries you could have, too.
I know, dude. We had Mother Russia.
Yeah, we had Russia. Did not look good in the whole grand scheme of things.
We made our t-shirts, like, the night before.
Yeah, yeah, Johnny came
we
over.
Did
and I accidentally colored it in wrong, so it was France. So I had to, like, kind of go over it a little bit.
You had to wear your t-shirt inside out and so you just have paint all
over. We used Sharpie.
Me and Carson used paint. We had Tunisia. And we did that, and then it didn't really turn out too well. And like the paint like wasn't completely dry overnight. So like the inside of one of my jackets has just paint splatter all over. So I just have to live with that. And I threw the t-shirt away like right after we were done because I was so mad about it. It's like, fuck this t-shirt. I just lost a jacket that I just bought like a month ago.
Well, what's funny with ours is we did, you know how like you're like, oh yeah, you can make a food dish if you want, it's not required. Everybody else had food but me and Johnny. We were so confident in our skills of doing the bare minimum and hoping that our people skills would back it up.
We had food, but it was like the most bum ass food. Like we had, the night before, we had gone to this food cart in Portland, over by Portland State, where they advertised Tunisian food. And it's true. And we got some. We brought it back the next day. We didn't have a lot of it because we didn't want to spend a lot of money. It was like five. We spent $5 and we got like these like three like dessert roll or whatever it was. And then fucking Mr. Walsh just ate them all. Shout out Mr. Walsh though. Like we didn't say no.
Wherever Mr. Walsh is.
Probably now. Trucking, dude.
Yeah, because
on trucking.
When we went down to Corvallis, didn't we drive past a Walsh trucker?
Yeah, a Walsh trucker. Could have been Mr. Walsh, I don't know. It was way higher than the Camry, so I couldn't like look up.
Hey, at least you had the fallback plan.
Yeah.
He really screwed himself out of a job. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah. That's kinda, that might be one of the things that comes with when you hire an ex-military guy.
Well, what do you teach English for?
Yeah, well, he teaches dumber English, too. I remember I was in his first class ever, and I've had the opportunity to be in a few classes where it was the teacher's, like, first class, and one of them was Mr. Walsh at Canby, and he was pretty cool then. The same one, I had Mr. Hart, like, when he was brand new, and it was, like, the first trimester of the school year, and he used to be really cool. He's like, you just go ahead and have your phones out, go ahead and use them as long as you get your work done. And then he just got these shitty sophomores who were held back because they failed the first time, and they just acted like dicks to him the entire time, and then he became that dick because he gave everyone too much, he gave these dipshits too much freedom, and then they just took advantage of it.
I had him like third period, his first term, and all he did was talk about LARPing.
Yeah. He was really weird.
I love Mr. Hart.
Yeah, he was a great teacher, they just got ruined.
I had him as a sub one day in the math class, never again. I had Weber, and he like came in and subbed. That's terrible.
Speaking of that, like, first year, I remember, I think all three of us were in the same science class with, I can't remember the teacher's name, but we were in science freshman year, I think.
I know you and me had ornithology.
Yeah, that was, like, senior year, though.
Yeah, no, that was senior. I remember the first day, Mole's like, all right, who's in here?
Because for, they need for, a science
career. Yeah, who's in here for... They want to learn about birds and, like minuscule people raise their hand. It's like, all right, who in here is a senior and needs a science credit? Whole class raised their hand. There's a billion seniors in there.
That's rough.
But all you do is walk around and look at birds, so it's like the easiest science credit.
Yeah.
I would have just not done any other science, because I feel like I only, like, really did, like, two real science classes, and the others were, like, animal science and, like...
Animal science with Abel was amazing.
I love Abel, dude.
Miss Abel was awesome.
It's weird to talk about high school because it sucked. I don't know. I didn't have a podcast back then, so it really doesn't matter.
It's true. Your life starts now.
Yeah. As soon as I started the podcast, December of last year, life changed for not just me, for everyone who listens. And for the people in the future are going to listen. Because there may be some people who, like, didn't ever hear of it. And then they're like, oh, Johnny?
Or they might be like, oh, Taven has a podcast? Oh, God, this shit.
And
then they're
going to be and like, yeah, do I know anyone else with a podcast? That was
an unintentional plug.
Hey, I'm hoping. We'll see what happens.
You guys can collab.
I don't know if it'd work. We're doing completely different things.
Two polar opposites.
You two should just argue about politics.
Yeah.
Yeah, that will go over really well.
I'd make it too much of a joke. Read his
tweets.
Yeah.
Just read his tweets for 45 minutes.
You need more time than that. No offense. I mean, he's doing his thing on Twitter. I mean, I don't personally understand it. Like, he's putting his. I mean, you can do it. There's no rules on Twitter. There are some rules where you can't say some things or you'll get banned, like my boy Alex Jones. But like, if you're just voicing your opinion like that, there's no problem with it.
Yeah, I don't hate him for it. I don't agree.
It's just kind of funny sometimes to see like a four tweet paragraph of like what's going on.
Yeah, I don't follow politics.
Yeah,
I hate neither do I. I got my dose through the Joe Rogan podcast with Alex Jones.
I love Joe Rogan.
It was 4 hours and 40 minutes. I finally made it to the 4 hour mark.
Jesus.
It's crazy you've lasted that.
I've watched it in like spurts. Like I'll watch for like a half hour here and a half hour there.
Yeah. That's the great thing about the Chadcast is you can just listen to it all at once. It's just so great. You have like a car ride? You need to drive somewhere? Do you have Chadcast?
Always Chadcast.
Gotta go to the store? Chadcast. Need some Netflix recommendations? Chadcast. Do you got a Netflix recommendation? Because we haven't done that yet. What would you watch on any streaming service? Let's not give that company too much. You know, there's others like Amazon, Hulu, and whatnot.
I watched Triple Frontier last night.
That's the one with Ben Affleck.
I've been seeing a lot of ads for that on Netflix. How was it?
It was pretty good.
All right, maybe I'll give it a watch. Maybe the listener at home will give it a watch.
Yeah, our one viewer.
No,
thanks, bro.
Thanks, man. Just make him feel special. No, this actually, I mean, I get decent plays for it. Like 61 people listen to the group podcast.
Oh, nice.
87 on the Tyler Millar.
Tyler was just rolling in the numbers.
Tyler's the benchmark.
Speaking of Tyler, we saw him before we saw Captain Marvel.
Oh, yeah, for real?
He's still keeping up on the Thriftway job.
Yep.
Still pushing carts.
Dude came and talked to us while he was on the clock, and then they had to call him back. Like, Tyler, you're still working. And then right as he got off the clock, he went over and talked to us.
Nice. Like, no, I'm off. It's all right, Tyler. Tyler's a good friend of the show, though. He's got me the most views, and by definition, most ad revenue. So I'll care about him the most.
Are you ready for Endgame?
Oh, dude, Endgame looks so nice. Mm-hmm.
Seen the trailers?
Oh, yeah. I don't think... I have to watch it twice.
Yeah.
Once sober, and once not sober.
I just watched, like, Avengers, like, the last one again. Like, to really get myself hyped mm-hmm. for it. Because I remember when I got out of the theater, and I'm like, oh, shit. Avengers is only 1 month away.
Yeah.
Because you know, that's for money purposes. It's, like, the start of the summer blockbuster, so you want to get out at that time so you can carry your mm-hmm. way through. So,
oh, God. Now I'm going to have to rewatch Infinity War.
Yeah, that's why me and Joe did.
Yeah, Joe should have gone for the head.
Yeah, should have. Thor. You should have gone for the head. You know, all the classics.
Oh my God.
That for a drop of blood.
I don't feel so good. I don't feel so good.
I don't know, dude. Endgame's going to be a whole new type of movie.
I know, because half of them are dead.
Allegedly.
And Captain America will probably die.
He deserves it.
Yeah, you got to survive once, dude.
Was it? Yeah, you lived way back in what, like the 20s or whatever.
You've been long enough.
You've been asking for it, man.
How many times do we have to tell you, old man?
SpongeBob quality memes.
Yeah, oh like God. I love a good SpongeBob meme.
SpongeBob
brings us back to the movie we were talking about earlier. Good old times. I'm gonna take this time in the podcast to stop for an ad break. Once again, thank you to the Black Tux for sponsoring this podcast, and here's the ad read. All right, we're back, and we all just got a chance to watch the new Toy Story trailer. Eric, you had some thoughts on it.
Yeah, I know they gotta keep it fresh, and they can't have like the same shit the whole time, but I don't like that Forky character. Like, give me the OG, like, group. Give me Buzz, give me Slinky, give me Woody.
You're getting all of them.
Yeah, but I want the whole movie to be centered around them. I don't want a new character. But I know that's what you have to do once you get into sequels. You have to keep it fresh. Yeah. That's just
Forky is more than a toy. It's showing young viewers that you don't have to be the perfect toy.
You don't have to be
wanted.
You gotta strive for greatness. You
want to
be the
You don't have to be what people want you to be. Some people would want him to just be a food utensil, you know?
Yeah, that's what the fork said in the trailer.
At the start. So that's like a start of the movie thing, yeah. Where it hasn't realized it can't be something else, Eric.
I guess.
Eric, what if we were like, Eric, all you can do is work at Puma for the rest of your life. You have no better job.
No, not even Puma, just his intern.
You can just be... You're getting... No, because that's true. He's staying. Like, he's not rising above. This is a completely different topic.
If anything, he's going down.
If anything, like, he'll just move further away from the mic.
Or just move laterally.
He just gets scooted back, like, 2 inches as the show goes on. It's his microphone. It won't be plugged in. I just, like, slowly unplug it. Like, oh, you just hear Eric in the background talking like a Peanuts, like, parent character. Like, that's Eric.
I guess.
Sure, yeah. Good point, Eric.
Hey, what do you think of AB going to the Raiders?
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean...
Do you think it's all fun and games until he gets a 10-yard pass hopped or there on a bounce?
Oh, I'm excited to see that.
From Derek Carr, yeah. And then he's got John Gruden trying to relive in the thousands. And
he had it better in Pittsburgh.
I mean,
he's
not
a Hall of Fame quarterback in Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
I don't like Big Ben.
Fuck Roethlisberger.
The real move, though, Odell to the Browns.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. All your Madden franchise dreams have come true. Like me this past year playing Madden, I'd take the Browns.
Yeah.
Try to stack them. Never got Odell, but I mean, I'll take this.
Like, I wasn't going to buy Madden 20 until that trade happened.
I'm so into 2K right now because it gets taken so seriously by a few people that we play with, not me. But, you know, I feel like I'm pressured to perform, so I don't know if I'll get Madden. I didn't get Madden this year. I didn't get this last one. I rented it from Redbox, just to, like, see.
Yeah.
I play a few games. It's okay.
EA games are terrible.
They're rinse and repeat.
They're terrible because I'm not buying FIFA next year. And the FIFA community, like, I've read through, like, the subreddits and then on Twitter. And it's the most toxic thing because no matter what they do, it's just a cash grab. And that's the same with almost any sports video game. It's just such a cash grab. But them in particular...
Yeah, fuck FIFA. You heard it here first on the podcast.
Yeah, how's your 2K guy going?
Oh, dude, he's lit.
What's his build?
3-point and passing.
Oh, yeah.
So what, is he probably a playmaking sharp? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I'm as you can tell looking at me, I'm a center.
Oh, yeah, for and sure.
7'3".
That guy's a mustache. He looks pretty sick.
You mean he looks like a pedophile?
Nah, he looks like a fucking cop if he, like, was... It's super cool, dude. Like, that's the combination you get. And dude, I get hated on so much. I also have a scooter that I ride around in park.
Nice.
Walking's for broke boys, like my intern who doesn't... He doesn't get paid, so he just walk everywhere. He gets to drive me around sometimes, you know? Just like help him out.
I just came across this tweet, and it says, Ted is just Toy Story where the humans know they're alive.
I'm sorry, Ted was trash, dude.
Ted 2 was trash.
So why it was trash is because they were supposed to have the guy from Seventh Heaven, like as a throwback, like a 90s throwback, but that guy was a pedophile who, like, touched children, and he admitted to it in, like, a therapy session, but because he did it in California, like, it gets recorded, and they are legally allowed to give that information out. So they had to be like, well, he can't be in the movie.
Who was that?
You never seen Seventh Heaven?
No.
Never seen the family? Well, he's a pastor in this, and he had, like, a huge family.
Oh, how fitting.
How fitting. Happened to be a pastor.
Yeah. And, all that kind of happened. I've seen a decent amount of episodes from it just because I never had control of the TV in my youth.
You were held at the mercy of...
I was held at gunpoint to watch Seventh Heaven.
God.
Fake news. I spread fake news on this podcast.
That's all this is.
I can, if I say anything convincingly though, like they'll believe it, you know.
Oh yeah.
You know.
You should sound confident.
Yeah, that's all it is. I've just been joking. Eric's not
talking into existence.
Yeah. Like I weigh 230, and I just dropped my phone.
Well, he did just drop his phone.
They won't know which one's true.
Just gotta say two wildly outlandish. The president's died, and so is my grandma. Which ones are you?
That's what that.
My grandma died like 2 months ago.
You know, how I had that business class with Judah last term. Well, that professor to like break up the time in class, he'd have everybody, like, he'd pick somebody in the class to do two truths and a lie.
That's funny.
He'd literally do exactly what was done right there.
All right, Eric, what's your two truths and a lie?
I don't know. I don't have any off the top of my head.
You don't have any truths about yourself. You can't lie about yourself. Yeah, this is why he's the intern and nothing else. He cannot come up with a lie about him on the spot.
Let's go, bro.
I got nothing.
You got nothing. You scoot your chair back. You don't deserve you don't deserve microphone time after these lukewarm takes. Sit in your corner and stay until you come up with two truths and a lie. We'll come back to you. Anyways, back to our guest, Johnny Haynes. Thanks for coming on once again, obviously. It's not done yet, but I'd just like to thank the guest, because without a guest, I don't have a podcast. I recorded one by myself once, but I just wasn't impressed with it. It never came out. But when it was snowing, I couldn't get anyone out to anywhere I could record, because, you know, there was snow on the ground. People were kind of hesitant. And I didn't ask anyone at the time, but
could also be a factor.
Yeah, when I don't ask someone...
They should already know.
Yeah, they should know when I summon them to, like, be on the podcast.
Yeah.
But there's people that want to be on the podcast. They've asked me. They've shown it, or they've shown interest. Like, hey, just let me know if you need a guest. And they will be on eventually if you ask, because I want everyone on. If I put one podcast out every 2 weeks, which has been, unfortunately, the cycle, just because for whatever reason during the week, I couldn't get anything done, and then it's already the weekend, so it's too late. But now that I have this place in the library to record, I think that'll change. Like, I'm going to go back to back. I should have one episode next week. Surprise guest. I'm not giving that up yet.
It's Donald Trump.
It's Donald Trump. It is. Don't ask me how I got the interview. don't ask me how, but I got it. It's just Johnny with, like, a Donald Trump accent. We record it right after this one.
This has been the worst trade deal.
Odell to the Browns is the worst trade deal I've ever laid my eyes on. Did you see that video where apparently he took off his hat and forgot his toupee?
Yep.
Do you think that's... I mean, he probably has a toupee. I think it's hilarious. He just took the hat off no matter what. The same thing would happen for me, though. If I took my hat off, I'd be bald.
I have gorgeous curls, so...
Yeah, you're still keeping those up.
Yep.
What would happen if you just went bald?
I'd kill somebody.
My intern is available. That's the other... Eric's like the second line of defense. You're the first line of defense. Eric's like... Eric's
a safety net.
You gotta step up to the plate, Eric. If Johnny goes down for whatever reason, calls in sick, Eric's stepping up to the plate with a sword outside the Iris room door, defending this place of business with honor and integrity. It's a great storyline I've created where Johnny's my bodyguard.
Think you could form it into a movie, perhaps?
I mean, that's what the Chad Send Films YouTube channel was supposed to be, like, short movies. But like I said, Carson just wasn't as part of it as me, even though he bought the fucking camera. What a fucking dumbass. Shout out friend of the show, Carson, though.
Had to go to Washington.
Washington sucks, yeah. I was there, and I was like, wow, this place sucks.
It's a dump.
Big facts. Huge facts.
Vancouver.
Trash.
Schmanschmover, more like.
God. Nothing worse than shitty puns.
Nah.
That's coming from the intern.
No, I could tell you one thing. Vancouver is worse. another thing, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Terrible.
Terrible. I don't want your sponsorship. That's why I talk bad about you.
Johnny, it's going to be like a new connection. Wingstop is so much better.
Show me the way.
The way is after this podcast. After this podcast, we are going to Wingstop. There's a reason we've been talking about it. We were thinking about going before, but I didn't want to lose out on, like, good talking points because of something that, you know, we just brought something up good at Wingstop, and obviously we can't relive that on this podcast. That's why the podcast always comes first, no matter what. Even in national emergency time, if there's like a tornado coming, I gotta get a podcast out before that tornado comes through. So I can warn people.
Let's get a live reaction from the tornado coming to the house right now.
All right, guys, I'm also filming on my camera coming out of the basement.
gonna turn into like a storm chaser type of video.
Well, as I am the news, I gotta bring up the news stories. I gotta bring up the weather. I gotta bring up what's going on in the local. I gotta talk about the farmer's market 50 times a week. The
farmer's market?
You've never heard of the farmer's market?
I mean, I used to work at a farmer's market.
My peers are just uninformed. Eric, a farmer's market is a place of
camaraderie. I know what a farmer's market is.
All right, well, you were a little surprised when I said that word. Never heard it before. And I was a little worried. I was like, wow, Eric really don't know about farmer's markets. But that's enough until they pay me. I don't think I've ever been to the Canby Farmer's Market, actually, but I don't think there's a reason to.
No.
No, they just take up parking.
It's true.
I don't think, yeah.
Eric, where'd you work at the Farmer's Market?
The Portland one, the Hollywood one, as a kid.
What'd you do? How young were you?
I was like 7.
You did not do any fucking work, Eric.
No,
you
did.
Bullshitting.
No, that's facts. There's pictures of me working at it.
Pictures of you like holding the fruit up that your grandma took. Like, oh, look at you, little Ernesto.
I probably did it from like 6 years old to 11.
What was your job title?
Job title?
Yeah.
It was just customer service, essentially. Like there was 3 of us that did it. It was my brother, me, and then either my dad, grandma, or my other brother.
So you're
just like always trade off. So like if somebody else was like helping somebody else, I'd like naturally just like fill in and do something.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
I can vouch.
I've worked in customer service. Is really a 7-year-old gonna do the job I can?
Customer service isn't that hard.
It's not hard, but I don't. It's like just Eric at 7 years old is the problem I have. He's only amounted to intern since.
It's a tough climb.
It's a long ladder. The gaps between the rungs are very far. Like you have to make a jump and hope you make it. It's not just like just back and forth like that.
But it's not impossible.
It's not. Nothing's
damn near impossible.
Nothing's impossible, but I'll try and make it impossible. I'm just kidding, of course, you know, me and Eric go way back, you know, that's why I gave him the job I felt bad for.
Hey, I should be giving you a job. I am giving you a job. Yeah,
I don't know, dude, Eric called me, dude. Eric's like, alright, Kingsman's gonna call you this week, dude. They're gonna be like, alright, we're gonna hire you.
It's busy.
Yeah.
I'm not the one in charge of hiring.
I don't know,
I gave the reference, I vouched. What more do you want me to do?
Shows how much Eric's worth.
God,
that's rough.
I'm only one man.
Well, he's only one man. You know, that's all you can expect from a guy like Eric. Shout out Eric, though. Friend of the show. An intern of the show, even. God. Which I don't know if it's a step up or step down.
I think it's a step down.
I think a friend is more of a higher status than an intern.
Someday I'll, like, create an actual friend of the show list. Make it a sticker or something. Give it to people. Stick it on their cars when they're not looking.
Well, every time that we go down to Corvallis, there's a sign that's like, get what, like 150 t-shirts?
For like $5.99 each.
For $5.99, I told Chad to invest in the 150.
He's thinking my marketing budget is that big. It's not.
I mean,
why do you think you're working for three?
Forget buying the car and just invest it.
Yeah, just you don't need a car.
Just walk everywhere. You got the
golf,
though.
You got the golf.
Yeah, I got the.
What car were you looking at yesterday?
It was an Acura TL.
Oh shit! It was the one that we saw.
Yeah, I mean the problem with like being my age is that insurance is just so expensive. They're like $2,500 to insure that car a year.
Holy shit!
You wouldn't know that because you don't even have to buy a car, Eric. You just drive your parents' car around.
Exactly.
And you don't have to pay insurance on it or gas either. You know, as a working man myself. You know,
you're jobless right now.
I have a podcast, buddy. That's a full time. Yeah. It's a full time job.
The podcast pays the bills.
Facts.
If you have no bills.
double facts.
It pays the 2K bills.
It pays the 2K bills. I don't know. I've never drawn money out of the podcast. I don't make a lot on it, but like at the end of the year, I'll probably make like $40. This year, I don't know. Next year, though, it's gonna be more.
Yeah. With 40. Like,
I'd have more money now if I like ran ads like the entire time I didn't, because they as soon as they offer you like a small ad like at the start of it, which doesn't pay as much as the one I have now, but it still pays, like, so I'd have more money. probably have like a dollar or two off it just because I got so many plays before. And, but now I'm just doing this. I'll get a better one in the future. There's room to grow. And it really doesn't take that much time out of my day. I would have gone to Wingstop no matter what. So it's like, I might as well get a podcast out of it with some friends. And eventually, you know, maybe it'll turn into something. The podcast isn't like, bring it up again, pyramid scheme or anything like that. Because, like, obviously this is better.
No, this is true American work.
This is true American work. I'm not just selling you an idea that I was sold to. And it's, like, free to record a podcast. It doesn't cost me anything. I'll get another job and I'll still do this. I've only kind of thought about, like, what if I was 80 still doing podcasts? Like, where would I be? Would I have any friends alive to, like, come in and be a guest?
You'd probably still be in the Irish room.
Yeah, well, that's the plan. But they probably have a new library even by then. I don't even know what Cambie would look like in that long. Like, pretty much 60 years. What would Cambie look like? Would we have, like, a Wendy's by then? Would Wendy's be around?
It'd only be Wendy's.
Thank God.
There's Wendy's on every fucking corner. The high school turned into a Wendy's / high school hybrid.
That'd be better. Did you ever have high school food when you went there?
No, I had it like freshman year and that's it.
Oh, I remember I went
freshman year too much.
Dude, shout out high school food. Shout out to all the broke boys like Eric Riley.
Fuck yeah.
I had school food back in the day. Back in middle school.
What?
Lunch, you get like little tiny little Subway sandwiches.
You get one slice of pizza.
Was there ever a time where like the food in middle school or high school or elementary school was good? Was there ever
when I went to Country Christian, they took our orders in the morning and made everything fresh at lunchtime.
God,
which was great. Jesus. They made like homemade pizza. Can you even imagine such a thing as homemade pizza? You can't.
No, because it's a public school.
Yeah.
You could expect it at a private school.
Yeah.
No, but could you have you ever had a homemade pizza?
Yes. Yeah. Shout out to Taylor Modern's dad. Right. He makes the best homemade pizza.
Wow. Shout out. You got a free shout out. I don't know how I let that one slip. Might get edited out. No free advertisements.
Only free advertisements.
Only free
advertisements. You don't control my podcast.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a podcast?
Yeah, this is my podcast now.
Oh, what's it called? This is still the Chadcast.
It's still Chadcast.
The Chadcast with Johnny Hayes. With your host, Johnny Hayes. Oh, hey guys, welcome to the Chad.
It's like, why isn't your name Chad? I don't know. I kind of stole it from him.
I couldn't get that part of it. He had copyrighted that.
I still like me. Like, there's something in the contract. Like, it has to say Chad no matter what. Like, I'll sell the rights off. But
oh my God.
It's a good name, though.
Who knows? Maybe someone want the word Chadcast, so just copyright it now.
Yeah, fair. No one can be John Cast. It doesn't sound right.
It has to be Chadcast.
Aircast? Nah.
No. Aircast. That's what you use
when. Aircast?
No. Aircast is what you use when you like break a leg or something in sports.
Something like that. But that's why it'd be bad.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not to mention Air Podcast would be bad.
I still can't believe how you can't watch basketball that much because you get afraid when guys go up.
Dude, the sketch.
Really?
Yeah.
You're afraid of that?
Hell yeah, no. Dude. I hate that.
Yeah, I get it, man. I'm afraid of heights, so I understand.
It's like watching Alex Smith break his leg.
Oh, dude, that was rough.
Oh.
JJ Watt.
Oh. God.
I hate seeing injuries.
Shout out to all the people getting injured.
Only lower body injuries. Like, upper body, I don't care. But lower bodies, those get me.
So you're saying you don't care if some dude dies from CTE with concussions?
No, he's getting paid millions. He's having fun now.
just wait. Go play baseball. Safer. And now you get paid money for it, too.
Yeah.
You could get $430 million.
Just don't play in California.
Bryce Harper got $330.
Name like Philadelphia. That's a way better split.
Manny Machado got $300 million, and he's playing in San Diego.
And still California, though.
Still, though, but to play in San Diego.
If it's not...
Just to play a sport they like.
Yeah. That's why Portland needs a team.
That's why I like podcasting, dude. You know, I just get paid to do what I love. Talk. talk through my phone. with rotating cast of characters who come in and talk with me. Like intern Eric.
What's it to you?
What's it to you, dude? That's intern Eric's catchphrase. I merchandise everything he says. He doesn't get a cut.
Please tell me there's good movies coming out this summer.
Avengers. Toy Story 4. We've talked about two of them on this podcast, Eric.
But I was talking about other than those.
I saw a trailer for, like, Good Boy. It's kind of funny.
That, like, the little kids. You sent that to me? That was hilarious.
There's a Shazam.
Are you going to see Us?
No.
Us?
Is it too scary?
No, dude. That messed up.
Have you seen Get Out?
Yeah, I watched Get Out.
It's the same guy. It's going to be good.
Jordan Peele's so good at making movies.
He's going to be in Toy Story 4, too.
Really?
Yeah. Him, Key and Peele are the two stuffed animals at the amusement park.
Oh, yeah.
Another reason why you need to watch Toy Story 4.
Yeah.
Shazam comes out on the 5th of April.
Which, who knows?
I might watch Shazam.
I think that's going to be trash.
I've been burned by so many DC movies.
Green Lantern.
The last one I saw was Wonder Woman in theaters and in just watching it.
Wonder Woman was... That was probably the best DC movie, and that's probably the only DC movie I'd rewatch again.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. It almost felt like a Marvel movie, in like a way.
Because it was an origin. It's another origin movie.
Suicide Squad was terrible.
Yeah, it was so bad.
I remember seeing Green Lantern when it came out. Me and my oldest brother went inside on like $5 Tuesday, so we didn't hurt us that much.
Did you guys ever watch The Green Hornet with Seth Rogen? I was young and I was like, this is boring. Like, I feel like your imagination as a child can fill in gaps that, like, say, like, a bad movie or TV show, like, doesn't give you, so you have a better memory of it. But I don't remember anything, like, about that. That was, like, a superhero movie.
I don't either.
It's like, he had the car. His friend made him coffee, and that's all I remember.
What about Deadpool? We watched Deadpool
2 in Court of Owls.
Yeah, when we went down to the...
But I'd watched it before.
That was the first time I've seen Deadpool 2.
Really? I liked it.
And it was the uncut one too, so it was interesting.
It was so long. It's like a 3.5 hour.
Burge fell asleep like 15 minutes into it. Drew watched the whole thing though.
Rough.
Shout out friend of the shows. Friends of the show. JK, not friend of the shows.
When you go down there, you gotta play somebody in ping pong, and then you gotta go through the Madden gauntlet. It's the house rules to them. You have to play one of them in ping pong, and you gotta play one of them in Madden.
You gotta choose?
You gotta do both.
No, you gotta choose, like, who you go against.
Yeah, you gotta at least play one of them.
Don't play Drew. ping pong. Drew's so good at ping pong.
I played Nick in Madden. He was the Seahawks, and I was the Bills. And he threw 6 picks with Russell Wilson in 4 completions, and he still won.
How'd you lose that game?
Because I had Tyrod Taylor.
I put
in Cardale Jones. He threw like 3 touchdowns in like 200 plus yards, but I dug myself too big of a hole because I was down by like 3 touchdowns, and I brought him in like the third quarter.
Talk to that time I whooped your ass in that one day.
I don't want to talk about it.
I've been about like 40 points.
Damn, 40 points in turn?
That is not my game.
What is your game?
FIFA.
And you're never buying it again.
Yeah, I'll still
find a new game. What's your game? What's your game besides FIFA?
It's gonna be 2K. I've kicked like some dude's ass on 2K.
Damn. Shout out that dude. Friend of the show.
He's had like pinged. No, you know what's stupid is I've told Zach and Joe about it. I think I've told you, Chad. I played against a guy in 2K. And you have to go 12-0 to get, like, a special card. And I was beating this guy, and he disconnected me from the server and made me lose.
That's rough.
So I reported him. It's tough. I'm not going to deal with that trash.
It's tough. I like looking out the window sometimes of this room because it's just it's a door window and it's a window, so they make sure we aren't doing anything sus in here. And there's some people walk by every now and then. It's weird for, like, just to see people who, like, go to the library as their, like, thing.
Like, in their spare time.
It's like a lot of old people on computers learning stuff.
Don't
they have headphones
Wi-Fi.
In.
Don't want to pay for Wi-Fi.
They don't want to buy a computer.
There are so many books in here.
Yeah.
It's almost overwhelming.
It is. Like, how many books in here that, like, probably no one's ever picked up other than the person who put it there?
That's a weird fucking thought, dude. You blew
Chad,
my mind.
Why don't you get a job at the library?
I don't think they're hiring.
Would you get a job at the library?
It depends on the pay. It doesn't seem that hard. Like, there's just people sitting down. Like,
what is
probably,
the minimum
like,
that you'd have
you
to...
You've got
to
stop people from watching porn. That's about it.
I'd work here for, like, $16 an hour.
16?
It's not that hard.
I think I know why you don't have a job.
Why?
You know, minimum wage is, like, $10.75.
I know. But last job, they don't get paid. They get paid more than minimum wage here.
Why are you complaining? That's more than the minimum.
I'm just saying I'd want that. Why should I shortchange myself? I'm a believer that, like, if you play the Would You Rather game, before you can go to heaven or hell, you have to act on everything you've said you'd rather do. So I don't play that game. So if you've said, like, oh, I'd, like, drink this instead of doing that, like, you have to drink that, buddy. You tempt fate.
One hell of a time.
You would tempt fate every time you say you'd do something. I would never say I'd do anything, because usually they're just gross or they're, like, painful or whatever, so I don't even play that game.
Damn, I have to fuck Michael Jackson now.
Damn.
You're
too old.
Documentary.
I am. He's not going to let me.
You better get up there, like, as a young kid. Do you get it? Do you,
I gotta go back.
Do you get up there as your prime? Like, what's your prime so far?
I gotta go back until when I was, like, 6 years old.
It would suck to go up there as an abortion. Because then Michael Jackson. Because your only prime is being a baby.
Oh, no.
You're just like a hee.
Michael Jackson, R.
Walks
Kelly.
Out of the room.
Do you think Michael Jackson, like, after God watched the documentary, got kicked out? It's like,
he,
I didn't know.
He just, like, he, like, hovered over him like the, like, toy claw machines at, like, restaurants and
even
stuff, like...
If he didn't fuck kids, also, he was still on record admitting that they were in the bed with him and he was hanging out with a bunch of kids, and that's just creepy. You should not be giving your kids
so
to anyone
up.
Like, there is something wrong, even if he didn't lay a hand on those kids, that he had them around his house.
Well,
like,
who
that
who looked at Michael Jackson's like, you know what, he looks like a good babysitter.
No, they looked at him like, oh, he has money and I'm a shitty parent.
Did you see that, like, his, I think it was his daughter that came out and, like, she was, like, contemplating suicide because
yeah,
all
she,
stuff.
Like, attempted suicide, which I get. Like, obviously, you don't control who your parents are and you're not responsible for any of their mistakes. But, like, obviously, you're like, wow, so my dad, like, did all that.
That's tough.
Yeah. Eric's like, oh, my dad just sells salad to people.
Produce, bro.
It's United Salad Co., so sorry for saying salad. Intern Eric. Shout out Intern Eric. Intern of the show. Johnny, bodyguard of the show. We're coming up on pretty much the end of the podcast. Is there anything you'd like to shout out?
Shout out Oregon State.
All right, shout out Oregon State. Sorry you didn't make it into any of the brackets
for
the men's basketball.
Sorry, I'm still going to go there.
Yeah, Johnny's going to turn the ship around. He's playing center next year.
I'm playing every single sport you guys have.
Johnny's still a pocket duck fan. Back pocket duck fan.
Wow. You heard it here first. Anything else at just Oregon State? You got anything going on? You got a social media or two you want to shout out? You want to?
No.
Nothing.
I don't care about followers.
Yeah, but I don't know, just shout it out. Like, do you say anything important enough on there? Like, you'd want someone to see.
Shout out the Chadcast.
Hey,
big
those,
facts.
You got those tweets every once in a while that are pretty. Those are pretty golden.
No, that was like high school prime.
That.
Don't
yeah.
That chick who threw that shovel at the other girl. That one vine that went crazy.
Or staying undefeated in Twitter fights.
Oh yeah, you
forever
can,
undefeated.
No one can beat me in Twitter fights.
Forever.
If you think you can beat Johnny in a Twitter fight, challenge him. Like, as soon as you are done listening to this podcast,
I dare you.
This is a
see
challenge for you to make it through the whole episode too.
People do it. Like, any person I talk to about it, they're like, oh, it's Chadcast. Like, I love this episode. They haven't listened to all of them through. But they're like, oh, man, I love this episode, or I love this episode. And that means a lot. So thank you to all those people.
Everybody's got to go listen to Dungeon Tapes by Young Squire.
Yeah,
listen to
Young Squire's mixtape. Second mixtape out now. Johnny, give that a listen.
I will.
Eric's probably listened to it.
I have.
I was there when some of it was recorded. Good stuff on there. You can follow me on all my social medias. I've been thinking about getting a Chadcast Twitter just to, like, have the name, but I feel like someone's already taken Chadcast. They did on Instagram, but they didn't use it well enough because I got the podcast name. Eric, anything you'd like to shout out as the intern of the show?
Nothing. I just used the Skeet one.
Just gotta keep promoting his brand.
Alright, he promoted the album. Alright, thank you for listening to the 9th episode. We will be back next week. I've put it in existence. Next week, 2 episodes in a row. That's pretty rarefied air. I don't think I've ever done that besides, like, maybe Eric to, like, Carson or something. Or Eric to Tyler. Shout out Tyler, too. He's across the street right now, most likely. Alright, this is the end. Thank you for listening, and have a good day.